Live from our historic KGGF studios here in Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, as well as joined in studio by Coffeyville Chamber's Sam Kudrick. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in here with us. Is Candy Westbrook up in Topeka enjoying a statewide chamber kind of meeting or dinner, I guess, rather, more or less, which we have ours to prepare for almost a week from today. So
yes.
A week from tomorrow, it will be with that dinner. I think we'll probably hit on that at some point through the conversation today. But you guys had a CNN morning meeting this morning, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Where were you guys at?
So we were just a doorway over at Mom and Pop's Nutrition.
Oh, yes. I love Mom and Pop's Nutrition.
So it was a quick walk. But yeah, so they're located at 8th and Willow. And Christina and Montgomery Dodson are the owners there. So they kind of told us a few things going on with them. They opened their store back in May of 18, and they've felt very welcome to the community. So they strive to have a happy and positive community within their business. So they've really had a great time here in Coffeyville. They also want to mention they do have a kids' corner. So for moms and dads that maybe need to get out the day, that have their kids come on over, get a shake or a tea, let the kids play, and just kind of get out and have some interactions. So I thought it was pretty awesome. They mentioned that a lot of their protein shakes, so they do like meal replacement shakes and things. So a lot of the shakes that they do have 25 to 30 grams of protein in them.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, a lot of protein for your day. They do run about 200 to 300 calories because they are so high in protein. They do a lot of different teas, and they just started doing their sweet tea. So it's sweetened with the natural stevia. So still healthy, but gives you something to kind of boost your day. She mentioned that they still do their Facebook check-in. So if you go and you check in that you're there, you can get a dollar off your order. And then she kind of went through a list of some things they're doing. So starting in February, they're going to, every day of the week, they have a different special going. So Mondays, they're going to keep their Mega Mondays. So usually it's a 16-ounce drink. You can upgrade for 50 cents more instead of the dollar. Tasty Tuesdays, they're going to run specials on their protein bars and the little snack bars that they sell. Wellness Wednesdays is anyone that's in the medical field, social workers, emergency personnel get 10% off. Teacher Thursdays, that they get 10% off their order on that day. And then Friday is you're going to get an extra dollar off, and they're going to do premium shakes on that day. So there's a new whipped cream that was launched that has the stevia as well. So they're going to start incorporating that and just make some shakes as well. They also offer free wellness evaluations there. So if you want a wellness evaluation, stop by. And their hours are Monday through Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Tuesday is 6 to 5. And I think I got this wrong, so I'm not going to say. I was thinking Saturday, but I'm pretty sure they said Saturday was off, so I'm sorry about that.
No, you're
fine.
You
can give them a call, stop by.
It's usually best not to give
false
information,
I was like,
right?
I feel like I was supposed to confirm that after, and I didn't, so let's just not, yeah.
I have made that mistake many times, and it's live radio, so it's like, well,
I know,
now it's
yeah,
gospel,
like, I don't
right?
want to, like, and then you show up and be like, where are you guys at, you know? So anyway, but they have, like I said, they have great products. They made a ton of shakes for us to try today, great teas, so if you haven't checked them out, great time to, you know, new year, new you. Might as well go get some shakes, try them out, and see what they have to offer.
Yeah,
so.
They're tasty as well. And I've never done the whole meal replacement thing, but I tried it. There was a similar place called Berry Blends in Colorado, and I absolutely loved it. And they could put all of the, even echinacea and things like that. I'm sure they've got a lot of those that you can throw in there. But it's a great, for me personally, because I don't get that big of an appetite in the morning.
Yeah.
And breakfast is so important. And those, you know, you don't really realize that you're taking down a whole meal right there, sometimes even a double of what your meal and protein count should be within a breakfast there. So again, it's just an easy way to get the nutrients, especially in the morning time, or really any part through the day where you maybe, you know, maybe you have a quick lunch or something. You still need to get that power packed you know beverage or meal or something. It's an easy way to do it. So
yeah, and it's nice, they really, the shakes really do hold you over. If I have one for breakfast, I'm really not hungry till like lunch. I'm like surprised, you know, because I'm like, oh, how's that shake holding me over? But it does. Like a sweet tooth person, so like I can go get like a chocolate fudge shake and I'm like, okay, like I'm not eating the cake, but you know, at least it's something.
Find some middle ground with it,
so it's kind of nice. So next we had two first timers today. So Chelsea with physical therapy Advanced Physical Therapy over by St. John's, kind of by Country Mart area. She's a therapist assistant there, and she today was her first time to kind of get involved, and she just wants to kind of get out and see what to help promote their business. And then also Kathy Hetty, who works at Windsor Assistant Living. She helps plan activities for the seniors there. So she wants to start attending to see what the residents can do for the community and also promote for people to always come in and visit the residents. So they're always looking for somewhere to go or people to come in and just chat with these people. They love getting involved. I know I've went to a few. I think every once or twice a month they do a coffee, and you come in the afternoon and have an activity or just chat with some of the residents and have coffee with them. And they just love talking. It's just so fun to talk with some of those people. And especially a lot of them, they don't have family here, people that see them. So they do appreciate when our community makes them feel welcome here.
That's one thing I was going to note with that as well, because, you know, I'm far away and there's really nothing that beats me going in and my family going in and see my grandpa, cause he's in a home right now as well. But you're right. It was actually kind of a weird thing how it happened. I was over at a friend's gathering and this guy was talking about a patient at a place that he worked. He was talking about my grandfather, and because he worked at the assisted living, he was talking about him. And apparently, my grandpa's a very chatty man. And he said sitting down with him, and there's people that come in, and it really does make a difference. And I was just glad to hear that you know there is some people that take it, and just time. That's all it is.
Oh,
time.
Yeah.
Listen. Some. I mean, my grandpa doesn't make sense half the time.
Yeah.
And you know, you just sit there and listen, and he enjoys the heck out of it. So.
But I mean, even like, I think you know for the. For some things, we've had them just even putting stamps on envelopes and helping stuff. Like, they love that. It's things that you're like, man, I have to do all this. Bring it there, chat with them. They love, and they're hard workers.
Yeah.
I remember I brought bags. They were packing visitor bags. And I brought, like, I think it was, like, 250 bags. Literally in, like, 15 minutes, they were done. I was like, I should have brought more because I didn't know you guys were so quick. And I told them we need to hire them because they were so quick and efficient and just great to chat with. So. Next, we had Dylan Oder with Community State Bank, and he just wanted to promote out that on February 2nd, we have the Chili Bowl going on. So if you want to purchase tickets to get chili, it's going to be on Saturday, carry out only from 1 to 3 p.m. So all the money they get is going to benefit Friends of the Animals. So you can pay $7 for one ticket, which I believe gets you...
I think it's a quart.
Is it a quart? I couldn't decide the pint or quart what it was.
I think it's a quart.
Okay.
Because Becky comes on Thursdays.
Okay, perfect.
I'm pretty sure it's a quart. We can double check with her tomorrow.
Okay. So, or you can get three tickets for $20. Okay. So, again, carry out only, but all that money goes to the Friends of the Animals. And you can just go get the chili and say, bring it to your Super Bowl party and say you made it. Like, no one has to know.
Nobody has
just
to know.
Just use it, throw in some cheese dip with
it's
it, you're good to go. I mean,
smart.
So.
And sometimes Super Bowl parties can get kind of large sometimes. What an easy way to feed everybody with a big bucket of chili. So.
Yeah. So,
or
if you want to be honest, you can say you bought it, but you bought it to help support the animals.
Right.
So,
there you
I mean,
go.
Either way, you win. So.
Win-win situation. Yeah. It's like a potato salad. You know it's store-bought, but man, that's the best homemade potato salad I've ever had.
And
so.
If you're looking for tickets, you can buy them at Community State Bank, or we have them down at the Chamber. So if you're on this side of town, drop by. We can get you some tickets. So next, we had Rachel with the Coffville Public Library, and she wanted to just promote out that they are having their Taste of Soup tomorrow from 11 to 1. It's $5. That gets you three different soups to try, and they have 15 different soups that are actually going to be at the library. So a lot of options. Of course, the Imagination Library will have their bake sale. So if you're in town, you don't want to miss this event. So I don't know if you guys have went to it.
I have not, but Rachel has come in and spoken upon it. And it seems like somewhere where I would spend way too much time. Because when I get selection like that, like 15 different types of soup,
I
break it down.
The thing is, if you show up at noon, there's not always soup left.
Yeah,
so,
right,
I mean,
you better
get
be
there.
On.
Yeah, but it is good. So definitely if you guys are looking for somewhere for lunch, go and enjoy that and help support the library. Next, we had Yvonne Hull with Coffville Community College, and she, of course, wanted to give a shout-out to Jay Herkelman for being the Region 6 men's basketball winningest coach with his last Saturday, of course, 622 official wins. Also, they play in Indy tonight, and then Saturday they have a home game. She also mentioned that February 2nd, they're going to be inducting over 30 individuals into the Hall of Fame. So they're going to have an event at 1 p.m. and then also during the men's basketball at halftime, re-announce them as well. So if you'd like to go to that event, you can contact Jana Kassler to get tickets. The dance team also next Saturday at the men's halftime this Saturday, I guess. They're having the alumni dance. So anyone that's danced at CCC in the past, they have a group that's coming back to do a dance. So that should be interesting, kind of fun to go watch. So
yeah, and I always speak about this with Yvonne. It's that family ordinance that CCC holds, is because, you know, most community colleges are a stepping stone, and you don't see alumni dance teams meeting up, getting those dance routines over the internet, practicing at home, and then coming back for a basketball game and putting it together. So you got to love to see that community and that, again, that family ordinance that the community college here does build. So
yes, it is. It's great. So next we had Jamie Grant with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission, and she wanted to talk about pickleball. So they started pickleball yesterday at the rec center, and it's pretty much it combines tennis, badminton, and ping pong type deal. So
I think that's is it like with the wiffle balls, right?
Yes,
I think
like a bigger, like not a ping, but a little bit bigger than a ping pong,
but it's wooden
paddle.
Still, right?
I think so.
A wooden paddle,
yeah.
But it's bigger than ping pong, and then I don't believe there's a net either.
It's like
either.
A tennis racket, but wooden and just a little bit.
Yeah, and
small.
I don't think there's a net either. It's just trying to hold the volley up, basically. So you don't have a net to get it over, but you do have to pass it up. Was there a net?
Well, I think there was, but it's low.
Okay,
yes, I think
going to Google to find out.
Well, and
sure.
I think someone put a picture yesterday on Facebook. There may be a net. And I was like, oh, what's that? But I think it's really low.
Yeah.
So kind of interesting. But they're going to start on Tuesdays.
Yes, there's a net.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're going to do it from 10 a.m. to noon. Except for tomorrow, they have a conflict. So tomorrow is 9 a.m. to 10:30. But besides tomorrow, 10 to noon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, any age, any ability. Yesterday, again, was their first day. They had 15 people come, so pretty great little crowd, for the first time. So she also mentioned that Saturday, February 23rd, is their Frosty Glow 5K and their Snowball Dash. So if you want to do that event, if you can register by February 6th, that's going to get you your T-shirt for that event. And then they also, of course, their big event, they always have the Daddy-Daughter Ball, is their 18th annual this year. That's coming up on March 9th. From 6 to 8 p.m. In district is $6 per person. And the deadline to buy those tickets is March 6th. And this year, their theme is Emerald City. So they have a Wizard of Oz theme going on.
Nice.
But yeah, I think she said last year they had like 900 people. It's crazy. It's crazy how many people go to that event, but it's awesome. People come from everywhere. They have it at the Phil Kinley High School gym.
Yeah, thank goodness. So you're going to run out of room if you don't have
anywhere
else.
Eventually, I wonder if they might run out of room there. It's crazy, but it's awesome for all those kids to go enjoy. I'm sure the dads, there's a dad's corner and then the kids running around.
Exactly, exactly. They all congregate somewhere and meet up. You know how it goes. So.
Yes, yeah. So next we had Chuck McFate with First Presbyterian Church, and he just wanted to shout out that every Wednesday, so today as well, they have Be Our Guest Lunch through March 1st, so anyone can come noon to 1 and have soup. Anyone welcome, and it's free. So come by and grab some soup. Next, we had Joe Brooks with the Salvation Army, and he just wanted to talk about how blessed he is to do what he does here in our community, and it's just how overwhelming it is to help people here and how great it is. He was talking about literally all the nickels and dimes that come in, especially over Christmas and stuff with the red kettles. And just now that they're getting everything kind of put back out, and it's awesome, he said, to see that as all this money comes in and then they're able to put it right back here in our community. So pretty awesome experience. The last thing Joe mentioned was they are looking for some new board members for the Salvation Army. So if you're interested in that, you can give him a call at 870-9261. He mentioned that they haven't really picked a day they're going to meet. He wants to accommodate. So if you're interested at all, just give him a call, let him know, and maybe you can see if that's something that you would like to go help with and give your input to keep the Salvation Army going here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, again, it's a nationwide mission, but again, you're right. A lot of their efforts are kept within the community that it was done in. So
yeah. Next, we had Griff Walker with the Coffeyville Boys and Girls Club. And their B&G Blue Storm dance team is going to be performing this Saturday at the CCC Boys and Girls game. And then the coach for that is Freddie Gomez. So just shout out to them. They've been working hard on their dance routines and stuff. And then also he mentioned on February 2nd at Sleep Inn and Suites, they're going to be having a comedy show at 6 p.m., if you get tickets in advance, it's $10. If you get them at the door, it's $15. You can also purchase tables for a group. So, like, if you wanted a table for six people, it's $90. So, a great adult event. If you're looking for a fun date night or just get some friends and go out, you can go to the comedy show.
There you go. Yeah. And they always say there's nothing to do in small towns.
Oh, I know.
And,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. There really is not. So cool. Fun event there. And as well, Griff Walker and the Boys and Girls Club. Such a great gentleman. Such a great organization as well. He does it right over there. Can't wait to see that dance performance as well. So I'll be there on Saturday to check him out. So.
Yeah, Saturday is going to be very packed full for the game. A great time to go to the Ravens game because there's a lot of things entertaining for that halftime performance as well. So next we had Michaela Swindell with Simply Southern Boutique. She just wanted to mention that she's doing the cutest little personalized little mailboxes for Valentine's Day. So if you have any kiddos or really anyone that you want to get a little Valentine's Day mailbox, she personalizes them with their names. And it's $12.99, and they come with either Skittles or Sour Patch. Mm. So anyway, stop in Simply Southern and get your personalized mailbox for your kiddos or anyone in your life for this Valentine's Day. Next, we had Martha Bond with Keller Williams, and she just wanted to mention if you're looking to buy or sell, no matter who it's listed with, to give them a call. A lot of the brokers around here work together to get things sold and people in homes, and also get with local lenders for deals on first-time home buyers. So there's a lot of other options and great deals for people that are first-time home buyers as well. Next, we had Amy Dollar with KGGF, and she was just shouting out about the Farm and Home Show coming up March 1st and 2nd. Definitely a booth. I know Visit Caulfield, we're going to have a booth there and pass that information to people, chat with people. But if a booth isn't something that you can maybe afford, or if you're like, I really don't have the time, look into doing the mailing list or the coupons, or there's other options too. So, you know, if you can't make that day, maybe look into some other options for that. You guys can probably talk more maybe on the farm show.
Well, and not only that, but again, you know, if you've got the investment to get a big booth and things, it is beneficial. But just getting involved subtly, I have, you know, the year-to-year growth of the event is astounding. There is a lot of people that are going to see your company, your name, your business. And so however you can get involved, it's a, you know, like you had mentioned, the mailing list or just subtly getting involved. You don't have to go all out for the booth, but it, you're going to have some serious exposure if you do.
Yep. Next, we had Candace with Caulfield Brown Shoe Fit, and she just wanted to mention that a lot of their winter shoes are in clearance right now, and spring is coming in. So a great time between seasons to come get some deals and get a jump on some new spring stuff as well. So next, we had Anne Marie with Liebert Brothers, and she just wanted to mention first off that one of their goals at Liebert Brothers this year is to really promote small business and encourage shop local as much as you can. She mentioned, of course, which most of us probably know, that those in the community, if we shop with those people, those are a lot of times the people that are going to donate back and help teams and individuals doing things. So if we can keep that money local, then those people are able to give back and keep everything going. She also mentioned she is honored to serve on the 150th Task Force Committee. You might have seen maybe in your mailbox, we sent out a huge thing, a sponsor letter. So if you're interested in sponsoring money for the 150th, we're kind of getting started with the marketing and we have merchandise out, events planned, and different stuff. So we're just kind of looking to kind of slowly do that as sponsorship comes in. Also, one thing she mentioned was maybe if you want to sponsor or maybe you can't sponsor, maybe just doing something in your business to help promote it. So for instance, we have some clings with the logo down at the chamber. So if your business out there says, hey, we want a cling for our front door, please stop by, grab a cling. One thing they're doing is all their invoices are going to have the logo on it. People mention on their receipts, just different stuff like that, just to kind of show some pride for the town. Cause it is very much all inclusive. It's for everyone to celebrate and enjoy, all of us living here. And then, of course, some of the merchandise, we have calendars, coins, T-shirts, mugs, hats, everything down at the chamber. So come get your items there. She mentioned that June 1st will be the big birthday party for the 150th downtown. We have the gala that's scheduled for September 28th at the Brown Mansion. And then she said last night that Gail Smith and Mike Bradley were there speaking about the summer celebration and just how excited they are to incorporate the 150th in that. So just kind of some good hometown pride coming in, which is great to see, and everyone getting excited for that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see really all what this year has to offer. I know there's going to be kind of things scattered throughout, and then summertime, it's going to be a fun little celebration for us all with the birthday and everything. Again, speaking with Sam Kudrick this morning from the Coffeyville Chamber. Sam, kind of pressed on time here. Any final big notes or dates that our listeners should know about before we lose you?
Just a couple more things. last thing on the 150th, they're going to be doing a beard contest. So it's called the Caulfield Beard Brothers. Starting February 1st to March 1st, you can buy a button for $3 at Mario's Barber. And he March 2nd to May 1st, they're $5. So there's five different categories, but you do have to be clean shaven whenever you purchase the button. So if you want more information on that, feel free to call. We can get you in contact with the people, but we will be doing a beard growing contest, which is kind of fun. And then the last few things with the chamber, Lakeisha mentioned tomorrow we're having a lunch and learn. So any members out there that we just got a new website. So if you're like, hey, we want to update our information or be able to add events to your website, if we're a member, this is a great lunch and learn to find out how to use the new website, how to add things yourself for your company and business. If you're a member, it's free, and then you can pay $5 if you want to have pizza, but definitely get signed up for that. Also, our annual dinner is coming up a week from tomorrow, so January 31st. If you want to come to the annual dinner, we'll have awards, a great speaker, a meal, talk about where the chamber was, where we're going, and different stuff like that. Feel free to come. You can give us a call at 251-2550 to get that reserved. Spots are filling up very fast, so probably in the next, I'd say probably by Friday, you'll want to get your registration in. And then the last thing, Lakeisha wanted to give a shout-out to the Phil Kinley High School boys last night beating Indy. And then also a shout-out to the homecoming court, as her son was one of them that was nominated. So,
about that. Very
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Again, Sam Kudrick joining us here on this Wednesday morning from the Coffeyville Chamber. Sam, thanks so much. We'll check in with the Chamber next Wednesday.
Thanks so much.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.